Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 14 years now as a member of our Brain Trust. He's been joining us with the small, with the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism. He's the chief economist there at the NFIB. And former professor, former dean of the business school there at Temple University, and he's our good friend Bill Dunkelberg. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
It's good to have you back, Bill. So the index gained a couple of points this time, but in kind of a weird way, right?
Yeah, it was. Well, a 2-point gain, of course, means that with the 10 questions that are in the index, you got 20 percentage points more positive answers to those 10 questions.
That's a pretty big jump, though, up.
That's a big jump. Yeah, that's a big bump. And so, of course, when we add it all up, we divide by 10, so that gives you the two-point change in the index. And that is a big jump. That took us all the way back to, February of 2007.
Wow.
Which, you know, it was kind of the peak of the expansion. I mean, technically the expansion peaked in December of 2007, but of course, through 2007, the index was falling, letting us know that things were, you know, slowing down. But I mean, that's a good reading, and if you want to put it into historical perspective this way, it is equal to the 42-year average now of the index. So 98 and change is the 42-year average. It's still a little
just the one month, though. It's not to minimize December's or November's reading, but it's just the 1 month.
That's right.
Because we're coming out of some tough times.
It could go down again. The interesting thing about the move this time was that it was the entire change in the index was really accounted for by two questions in the index. One was the expected business conditions 6 months from now. Went much more positive, a net gain of 16 points, and then another 5-point gain in the question about expected real sales over the next 3 months. So that was the only thing that moved the index. If you look at hiring plans, capital spending plans, inventory investment plans, and that collection, it actually was unchanged. So those are the things that really drive GDP, and they didn't improve. But expectations improved, and first you have to be optimistic about the future before you spend any money.
So what you're saying is we basically the bump was emotional, not fundamental.
That's right. That's a very good way to put it. I wish I had thought about that when I was writing up the report. That's true. And of course, I was wondering if the election had an impact on. Small business owners, and those are the two jumps we saw. The other place we saw an impact was from the question, is now a good time to expand your business? That did gain a couple of points, but of course it was wiped out by something that fell a few points. But
well, I don't think there's any question that the election caused the bump, because owners are looking for. I mean, and I just have to say this, folks. This is just the way it is. I'm just reporting the way it is. With all their warts and all, Republicans are not anti-business.
Right.
So when they're in control of both houses of Congress going forward, that can't be a bad thing for small business. Go ahead, Bill.
Right. Well, I was going to say, the best indicator we had about the election was this question about a good time to expand. 53% of the people said no, it's not a good time to expand, and most of the rest were uncertain. Very, very few said it was a good time, but we asked them why it wasn't a good time, and 50%, of course, said sales are weak, etc. But we saw a 10-point decline in the percentage of them who said because of the political climate. Mm-hmm. So we went from like 29 down to 19 percent who said it was political climate. So they like the political climate. They think it's going to improve. Whether it will or not, we'll have to wait and see, of course.
Yeah, we will. And as I say, the Republicans are not exactly, you know, they're a long way from being perfect. But they, you know, when you're making payroll on Friday, when you contemplate the Republicans, you don't think of them as being intentionally hurting you, your ability to make payroll.
Exactly.
And I have to be honest, again, I have to be honest, folks, the Democrat Party is not like that. I mean, the Democrat Party has a different reputation, I'll put it that way. Hey, Bill, give us the website, please.
Smallbus.org, smallbiz.org,
smallbiz.org.
NFIB.org/research.
All right, so check that out. You can find the index there. The summary is outstanding. It's a three-pager, and I promise you, you will get a lot out of just that three pages. And you'll thank me later. 22, right back with Bill Dunkelberg. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.